So I've been watching the footage from Tuttle to Texas for the past 3 days. And the one thing that I've been waiting for is, you know, to get this, and I'm thinking to transcribe it, and then I can start really thinking about story. But as I watch it, you have to start thinking about story right away. And it's interesting because I can see a million different ways that it could go, and then other ways where I think, man, I wish I got that bit of footage, or oh, we didn't get a reaction like we should have. And it makes it, for me, this is the first kind of big project that I did, one that it was like 10 days, no longer than that, 14 days of filming. And I didn't realize before we left how exhausting it would be to be not only doing a project, but filming a documentary about the project that you're part of. And I know when I finished, I kind of said to myself, you know, I do it differently, and there's different ways of being involved in it, and you have to plan it differently. But then also I thought, when you're filming, you have to think of different considerations. And because we didn't know how we wanted to drive the story, and of course you don't know how people will be when you're filming, because, you know, having a camera in your face, you know, 12, 14 hours a day is actually, can be quite difficult, even if you are a media maker. So it made me realize, okay, there's ways that we could have done the story that would have been more consistent, or even like, where are people looking when they're talking, and how you're talking to people, and who's doing the asking, and those, it's all really important. And it's been interesting because I've got to see what people are thinking about as well, and what people discuss that I may have forgotten. So we did so many interviews and talked to so many people that the insights that I was getting was actually lost and just left on this tape that I've now found again. And then once again, I've just done this for 3 days, listening and typing up, you know, when someone's talking about what. But also, there's moments where it's just 20 minutes of shots of people on a computer or shots of Atlanta. And after, you know, 10 hours, your brain shuts off. So you stop listening to the things. And then just seeing, like, what people... Right now I'm watching, actually, Lloyd Davis talking about reflections about where we were and what we did. And it makes me think, you know, what? How is that going to fit into this story that we're creating? It's really important, but maybe was it as important as I thought it would be? And is the way that I'm going to do, like, you know, for my project, what my really big idea was when I was doing this was, like, showing a story from beginning to end, but not just the documentary as being that, but actually the whole project being that. So the moment you start filming, people are watching. So we did do that. We did Twitter and Audio Boo and took photos and put them on Flickr. We also, so we did Flickr, we did Audio Boo videos and videos on YouTube. So Michelle and I did that on my iPhone and kept putting up videos as we traveled along and found any kind of Wi-Fi we could. So I now have to think of this project as like, well, what would a person want to watch in a documentary? Would they want to watch us and follow us? And when I've actually, you know, maybe missed some important sections, so things that there'll be a skip if you're actually following us as the storyline. Or is it more about what people across the East Coast of America think about social media and the internet and community, which is the thing that really stuck out for me. So is it more about those interviews and just segmenting them based on area, like, you know, if the internet's gone tomorrow, what would you think? And then just have, you know, interview style things, or is it going to be a stronger story? You do that and then you marry it with a online story, following our journey from Boston to Austin. So these are all things that I have to consider and want to and have to make decisions on, because at the end of the day, I'm the director and producer, and so it's my decision. But then also, if I make this decision, how do I get it made unless we get backing, and what do people want to see? And so it's not just my decision. So it becomes a bigger decision. So that's where I'm at right now. So I thought I would capture the process of how I felt day three. And I'm actually not as exhausted as I thought. Like, I was quite exhausted this morning. I thought, I just can't do another day of this. I have about 7 hours left of tape. Maybe a little more, actually. So I don't know how I'll feel at the end of the day. But it just feels like I finally made this step towards making this something real. And I feel like a lot of times I'm very good at thinking of ideas of projects or getting a project part of the way there. But I think for the first time that this is really going to be something that is going to be done and move forward on. So any opinions, any thoughts would be brilliant, of course. Like, what do you want to see? Do you want to see just people's take on their lives in the community and in the internet? Or do you want to see more of our story traveling through and what we thought? You know, what do you want?